Yo, how's it going? The Trippy Traveler here. I'm back. And today, we're talking about Chiang Mai. I'm going to start up a little bit of a Thailand Chronicles. So the next couple episodes are going to be about places in Thailand that I've been, that I recommend. As always, never a shit time when you're traveling with the old Trippy Traveler. Because he's always just tripping on something. Most of the time it's oxygen and life. Sometimes it's various other substances. Like cheese. Big fan of feta, brie. Blue cheese, if you're mixing it with grapes. Pretty high in glucose though, so go easy on the grapes. Righto, Chiang Mai, Northern Thailand. Well, we absolutely nailed this place, not by purpose, not on purpose, but I guess you can't fight fate. Me and Maff, my travel bud, we went to Chiang Mai on the start of April, which is the time of Songkran. Unbeknown to us at the time, it was stonkingly hot there. You know, close to 40 degrees Celsius for you Americans. That is, give it a Google in Fahrenheit, because that stuff makes no sense. But yeah, so Songkran is Thailand. It's New Year's. Basically, from April the 13th to the 15th, the whole country just turns into this crazed water fighting party town. Every street in the whole city, Chiang Mai is a huge city, pretty much every street there'd be people with water guns selling, instead of selling fake Ray-Bans or knickknacks, they're selling water bombs, water guns, water pistols, everything water related. And it is so much fun. So we didn't realize what was going on. We went out to buy some shoes. I'm not sure what we're looking for. Maybe some snakeskin boots. But they didn't have my size. So we just observed what was going on. People were just running around. It wasn't even Songkran yet. It was Songkran Eve, the day before. Someone at our hostel told us about There was going to be a pool party the next day about Songkran, which is a massive water festival. So keep your wits about you when you're out on the streets. So we sort of took it with a bowl of ice, really. We didn't really know what to expect. But yeah, sure enough, after a couple of meters outside of our hostel, sprayed in the face with some water. So we had to lock up and stock up, because an eye for an eye makes the whole world 2020 vision. So yeah, Songkran, 3 days. You just get your guns, you get your water guns. There's places to fill up everywhere, but you got to be really careful, because the rivers that run through the city in Chiang Mai are filthy, and you see all day, every day, people running in and out, filling their buckets up, and then filling up people's water pistols, water guns. So if you want to do maximum damage, what you do is you go and fill it up, fill your gun up with a bit of river water, and aim for ears and eyes. You know, you're not guaranteed to give someone pink eye, but it's about a 70-80% chance. But yeah, that was a good time, Songkran. You do get sick of just getting sprayed in the face 24/7. The first day's fun, a little bit cold when the sun goes down, but everyone goes to there's one main party area everyone goes to at night. One of the bars is called The Yellow, and they had DJs playing all through the night. Still sneaky people coming up and spraying you with water, but you can sort of get out of it. And Chiang Mai, what else happened there? DJ Hostel, great hostel, great hostel, very social. They have a bar and a pool and some delicious pad thai from the chef in the kitchen. Had many a chat pad thai there. So after the old Songkran, Thailand's New Year's was over with and we'd finally dried out, taking the antibiotics, precautionary for pink eye. Came away unscathed, luckily. So there's lots of temples around Chiang Mai. It's a beautiful city. It's not so hustle bustle as places like Bangkok or Phuket. There's lots of expats there. It's a lot of space. There's beautiful temples. Lots to do. Can never be bored. But first day, we hired scooters. Me and old Math hired scooters from our hostel and decided to go just for a cruise up into the hills above the city. You can see these beautiful golden temple. This golden temple called Doi Sothep, which is up on the hill there. So we did get warned that there were police checkpoints around, but we had international driver's licenses. We just assumed we'd be fine. Within no more than 5 minutes after we'd hired the scooters and jumped on from our hostel to ride up into the hills, just ran into a police checkpoint and fined 500 baht for not having motorbike licenses. Pretty good start. Even if we did have motorbike licenses, I'm pretty sure that's just an obligatory fine for Westerners, unfortunately. You try and argue, but they just get aggressive, and something about Thai police officers give me the heebie-jeebies. But with that fine, you have a couple of days where if you do go through another checkpoint, they won't bother you. Reasonably corrupt there, but oh well, what can you do? Nothing. So we carried on the little mission, cruising up into the hills on our little scooters, stopping for coffee. It was our first day of traveling. We hadn't seen each other for a while. I came from New Zealand, Math had come from London. So we thought, let's go for a little mish. So we cruised into the hills, took as many sort of non-right turns as possible, got real into the thick of the bush, and turned up in a restaurant in the bush, and stopped for a coffee at probably the most remote restaurant I've ever been to. Then it was on to the Golden Temple, Doi Sothep. You get your classic Instagram photos there. Someone's doing a good job of polishing those temples. They are shining brighter than the monks' heads. Lots of chilled out monks there. It's a cool place. Cool place. After that, jump on the scooter, kicked on. Next mission, place called Hoi Tong Lake. And that is how you pronounce it too. So yeah, we didn't really know what, we just said lake, saw lake on Google. So headed there, planned to go for a swim, but again, the water looked a little bit funky, and it just, you could sort of, I don't know if it was my perception, but I was sensing alligators. A couple of alligator eyes looking at me. Didn't see it. Highly likely there weren't any. Or been fished out. But it was that kind of vibe. So we didn't go for a swim, just in case we lost a limb. But what we did do is we walked around these rice fields next to it, which weren't just any rice fields. The farmer has gone to a great length to keep away the birds. There, the whole rice field is scattered with these massive scarecrows and these huge straw animals that you can climb into. There's a couple of King Kongs and this massive elephant, and they're just made of straw, just literally in the middle of nowhere by this lake. But it was it's an awesome time, awesome place to just go cruise around and post up. You can't avoid the sweat though. It is damn hot in Thailand in April. But that's fine. Again, you just embrace it. Just embrace it. Another amazing thing we did in Chiang Mai, they have this a place called the Grand Canyon, and it's amazing. So I'm not sure how many years ago, but a farmer dug up a shitload of dirt from his land and sold the dirt. Not sure who would have bought dirt. Some sucker. But because he got rid of the dirt, it was just a massive, massive area. And over time, it started filling up with water. And what they've done now is they made this water park with blow-up obstacle courses and these slides, these kayaks and zip lines. You can do wakeboarding there. It's a playground for all ages. Me and Maff had one of the most fun days we had on holiday, just running around all over the place, keeping cool from the sweltering heat. Amazing place. Chiang Mai, yeah, highly recommend. If you need a snack, go to your closest 7-Eleven, get a cheese toastie. And they've got microwaves there and they heat it up for you. It's delicious. You know, post-town, feed, breakfast, lunch. Yeah, amazing, amazing. Right. Yeah, just a quick one today. Just about my favourite parts in Chiang Mai. I'm the Trippy Traveller. Cheers for listening.